Robert.
Yeah.
We just had a nice conversation on the promotion of the Alexander technique.
Yeah.
And what a way to get it more well known in the next 10 years. But I wonder if you have any kind of premonitions or just some kind of thoughts based on your knowledge. How do you think it's going to be utilized by people in the next 10 years?
Oh, you mean in different ways?
Different fields, different, whether it's government, private people studying it, part of the medical profession. Where do you think the technique is going to spread to in the next 10 years?
I don't know. I really don't know. I could imagine areas where it could emerge into a really important thing. For example, a kind of obvious one would be in training musicians or training actors or training performers of one kind or another, that with the right kind of recognition of what the technique is about and with teachers who know how to work with those people effectively, you could imagine that the technique could be almost like standard on any kind of a training course for actors or singers or dancers that's worthy of its name. The way it is.
And it is, I think, currently.
It's that way to some extent. Yeah, like the Juilliard School. Yeah.
It's not in the smaller ones. It's not in the ones that are less known. It's not part of regular study.
Right. In England, much more so it is. I think all of the major acting and music schools there have Alexander technique.
Doing this, but as far as small little music programs, I think it hasn't, or acting programs, it hasn't quite got into a basic for anyone who takes acting classes music classes.
Right. I mean, and the reason why the technique could kind of move into that field in a big way is in some ways the reason why it could move into any field in a big way, because it really does have an amazing perspective on movement of any kind that really no other discipline that I know of has. I mean, the idea that you could actually take charge of the way that you do things, not making a decision about whether to do A or B, but whatever you do, can you make a decision to do it better? And that's what the Alexander technique offers. So for sure, performers who are, you know, it's a very competitive world, and there's a strong desire to be best, you could imagine the technique becoming very, very influential, let's say, in that area. You want some more areas?
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to just pontificate here?
Maybe it isn't so common in now that it might.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other obvious choice is also a kind of a performing area, and that would be sports. It's relatively unknown there. We had a conversation about this some time ago. There are some golfers who have talked about it, and some tennis people. There have been some influence, but it's pretty peripheral at this point. But that's an area, you know, you get the right general manager with the right Major League Baseball team, for example, to read a chapter, I forget the number, but a chapter in Missy Vineyard's book about teaching her kid how to hit the ball. Mm-hmm. Who's in what do you call that kind of high school kind of level baseball playing? I can't remember the name, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So helping him to hit the ball. I mean, any coach or even any player or anybody really reading that chapter and just thinking about it for a little bit will have absorbed a huge major Alexander technique principle that they can start to use. And I think anyone who was interested in perfecting the quality of their team would be well advised to bring in an Alexander teacher, at least to look around and make a few suggestions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you could save yourself a lot of grief, a lot of injuries, too.
Absolutely.
Okay, so those are two fields. I don't know on the medical side. I guess I have a bias against that. I'd hate to see the Alexander technique get medicalized at all. On the other hand, apparently in Israel, there was a time when Alexander teachers took part in rehabilitation in hospitals. I'm not sure if that's still true. But that would certainly be, if there was going to be any kind of a medicalization, that would be a really good place for it to happen. What you have now is some PTs, physical therapists, who are also Alexander Technique teachers. And there is kind of a slightly growing awareness in that field that the Alexander Technique has something to offer, but it's still very, very much on the margins. But that could be a big one.
Uh-huh.
And the training of people who do so-called body work in general. I mean, massage therapists, for example, and over the years, quite a few of them have studied the Alexander technique, usually for their own health point of view. And it makes a gigantic difference in how you do massage or any other kind of body work. It makes it more effective, and it also makes it a lot easier on you. If you just take the second one, forget about the fact that you're actually giving a better massage, which you almost certainly are. But you're not messing yourself up, and you're not suffering the kind of burnout that's very common in that field. And also, by the way, in the field of physical therapy, there's a very high level of burnout there in terms of, you don't get a lot of older PTs.
Our friend
and colleague, John Macy, who lives in Omaha, Nebraska, and has written some wonderful stuff, and we'll put a link to what he's written on this topic. He's an old-timey PT now. He must be close to 50. There are not a lot of PTs that old.
I never thought of that.
Think about that. You go into a hospital and look around the PT department, it's all, you know, fresh-faced kids out of PT school. So there's an area. Do you have any areas you want to speculate on?
I hadn't thought. I don't know.
Those are obvious ones.
It would be great
ones.
To have it in the schools, you know, for grade school kids.
Yeah.
That would be
incredibly good. I think realistically that's a tough one because here's the thing about getting something like that into the school system. If you expect the actual classroom teacher to do it or somehow be involved in it, you've got to give him or her a pretty good reason because they're already being asked to do a zillion things. The last thing in the world a typical teacher in this country wants is some new thing that they've got to look after.
Yeah.
And so you could say, well, if you wanted to get it in the school system, the logical place would be the PE teachers. But I have yet to see any influence on that. I wrote an article on that topic. I'll put a link to it here. I can't really think of any others. Maybe that's enough to digest for now. What do you think?
I think so.
There are all kinds of possibilities.
We can chew through it. We can have some people chew through it for a while.
Chew through it and think about if you're an Alexander teacher or a student or someone who's just interested in it, what would you like to see and how can you make it happen? And we have other conversations about how to use the web. That's my huge bias, but there are other ways. They're giving talks. They're writing pieces. If you're have a contact in the local newspaper, get them to write a story about the technique. You know, they're just, wherever you are, see if you can't do something constructive to make it and its basic ideas better known.
That's great. Yeah.
All right, so we'll end it here.